Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's going on, my royal priesthood? It's your girl, the priestess. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Conversations with the Priestess. If you want the full video, this is a Bath Time Confessions. Go to my Patreon/CWT Priestess. Let's hit that intro. Let's get into femboys and my love for them.
What's up, Rory Priesthood? I'm sitting here in the tub relaxing, and I've been relaxing there for a minute. And it just hit me to do a video about femboys and femininity and all those good things. I love femininity, regardless of the gender. It's something about femininity. But I want to focus on femboys for a minute. I remember in high school, at the dawn of my discovering myself and exploring my sexuality, I was attracted to two of the femboys in my high school. And they happened to be Caucasian because I went to a PWI. I went to a predominantly white academic institution. And there were some black guys and at this time, we just called them fems. We didn't call them we did call them femboys, but, you know, so much of femophobia back then. We've improved a little bit, but it's still bad. But it was some other fem guys that I had met that I was just enthralled with. And there was this one in particular. I'll just call him M. He did drag, and oh my gosh, he was just gorgeous as in whatever form he was in. And he had the goods. He was thick in all the right places, and we interacted, and it was just him being his authentic self, it really did it for me. And I wish I had was so brave at that time. And look at me now, I've transitioned. And oh my God, it was just something that just was everything to me. But over time, as I dealt with my own internalized femophobia, transphobia, and homophobia, and all of that good stuff, I kind of, you know, tried to distance myself from films, but I'm like, once I came, I'm like, no, I'm film and I like other films, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I have had some great experiences with some film dudes. And if you want to hear about some of these experiences, y'all have to go on to the Patreon for that, because I tell my whole stories there. So y'all would absolutely love those. But, child, it's this one in particular. I'm going to call him Charlotte. I was in college at the time, and I had my dorm to myself over the weekend. And this guy and I had been chatting on BGC Live. This is when it was still functional. So this was around 2006, 2005. And he was this nice 6-foot-tall, light-skinned dude. His appearance was that of a thug, but seeing him walk, he was femme. And he already let me know that he was femme. And when I saw his things, he had the most beautiful acrylic nails on. And I'm like, I was instantly turned on. Because that was like, okay, like, I like that type stuff. So, Needless to say, he came to see me. He owned this nice jersey, some baggy jeans, manicured nails, a nice stocking cap, like they used to do in the 90s. I came in with chill for a minute, sit on a little bubbly and, play some music. And the next thing you know, we were kissing and doing the thing. And I'm gonna say this, he was nice in all the right places, and it was exhilarating because we talked about music, we had a great conversation, and I thus continued my appreciation for femboys. Like, oh my gosh, I love femboys, and I don't understand why people shit on fem guys the way they do. I don't get it, and I know I get it. It's misogyny, of course, and toxic masculinity and patriarchy. I'm like, darling, it's something about a femme boys. It's really something about them that's exquisite. I don't understand why someone would hate on a femme boy. Now, I want to let people know there is a difference between a femme boy and someone being overly flamboyant. Major difference. There is a difference between a femme boy and a messy queen. I just want to tell y'all that there's a major difference. Like, a femboy is just that someone who's femme. They don't have extra wildness. They don't involve themselves in dramas. Now, you have some femboys that involve themselves in that, and that gets them to the messy queen, thing. And I'm like, no, just because you have one bad example doesn't mean the whole group is bad. Like, y'all are fucking it up for the rest of the group. And I absolutely love watching my films where, there's a femboy and a trans woman, or, just a femboy doing his thing. And I am enthralled. I'm enthralled with it all. So I would love, to do some content, to collaborate, with some femboys along with my partner as well. That's something that I plan on doing, and I know it's going to be fun. I don't care if they're cis or trans, but just shawty swing my way, yeah. Shawty look good to me, yeah. But now I ain't gonna lie, it's something particularly I like about a short film. I love me a short film. I don't care if they're, what, how they identify. If you identify as a femme baby, like, and you're short, I like it. I sometimes like my shorter people, like, and I'm not fetishizing these people. I have a great appreciation for them, and I love people's humanity because I love short people because I'm short. But sometimes I like when I'm with someone that's shorter than me. And it's not even an insecurity thing. I like it because I'm like, I can relate to you. Look, I'm short too. I just have a little bit taller than you, but we both short. It's like a competition over who's the shortest at that point. But also because it's met, let me choose words carefully. It's positions that I can do with someone my height or shorter that I can't do with someone that's much taller than me. And I enjoy that. But also, us short people, a lot of us are feisty. So when I get another feisty short person and they're feeling like me, yes, that is everything. I'm all up for the femininity. But this is short, and I just wanted to share that with y'all so y'all let love and be free. Smooches.